So I'm checking out. You know, you go through Twitter and you go through IG and TikTok. Oh wow, TikTok. Excuse
me. The what?
That's a different program. That's a different app.
TikTok. Sorry.
TikTok, the one that you can use at work. That one you got to use at home.
I
what are you talking about?
That is not.
Tick, for speed or for comfort?
TikTok. Wow.
You motorboating son of a bitch. Yeah.
And you can find all that other stuff on TikTok.
Yeah, you can.
And Instagram too.
These double D's get me every time. Hey, man.
Who among us?
TikTok. And there was this this minor league game, and I think a little buddy, he had runners, I believe, on first and third. And it was two outs. And looked like they're starting to have a little weather come through. It was getting the skies were getting a little dark. My man is in the middle of his windup. Gets the leg up, and I mean the loudest, biggest thunders. It was one of them combo thunderstorm lightnings. And you could see it because the camera's from the back. And you could see the lightning, bam, right in front of him, and the thunder, bam, hit. And he was in the middle, and everybody, umpires included, everybody ducked, flinched, or whatever.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
Scary as hell.
Everybody, all the base runners, I went back and I rewound it and went back to see everybody flinching.
Yeah, they saw God.
And he is the pitcher in mid-windup. He flinched. And they got done with it. And I'm thinking, all right, they're obviously about to go ahead and
let's go have a little weather delay. Yeah.
Nah, man. That son of a bitch came from behind. Behind the plate, that umpire sent the runner from third in to score and the runner from first to second and called a balk.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
And I'm listening to the Luke Murrows, the broadcasters, and they're like, oh man. Oh, they're calling it a balk. Everybody flinched and everybody shook up, but it is the rule. You have to follow through.
Is it, though?
Come on, dog. We got to understand. There is no way. There is no way that run would have counted. There is no way. We have got to use some sort of logic and understanding. As soon as the thunder and the lightning hit, there was time. They cannot stagger. That was the biggest amount of BS I've ever seen in my life. I was getting pissed watching it for him.
This would have to qualify as one of those when keeping it real goes wrong. Because, like, if you're that committed to the letter of the law or that committed to the rule.
You flinch.
Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Like, the rule has now taken over, like what you said, logic and reason. And if we're on the subject of letter of the law and rules, how is it that a lightning strike or thunder like that wouldn't trigger immediately the lightning delay?
Yes. Like before they sort it out and
before off. He gets a chance to balk, the first thing that happened was the lightning. All right, bam. Everything after that is a wash.
No pun intended. There's got to be the umpires got to come together. Like somebody has got to say, hey, man, let's just get this MRI on Jake. Somebody's got to come in here and just say, hey, guys, we clearly know, man, the balk was not caused because he was trying to deceive the runner. The balk was caused because the damn lightning strike.
Yeah.
The lightning struck in front of us. We all flinched. We all took off.
Dude, it feels
I was hot watching it.
Like a hell of a conspiracy. Like, oh, you know what? We're going to cheat this pitcher out of an at bat with the lightning.
Yeah, that was
like if there, you know, people who think that, oh, the game is rigged, this is fixed. That would have been one of those moments. Like I never buy into that. Oh, it's fixed, it's rigged. They wanted it this way. I never buy into those conspiracies. If I was at this game, or if I was this pitcher, or somebody on his team, I would have some serious questions.
Yeah,
the fix got to be in.
I'm grabbing all the baseballs
and I'm sitting on home plate. We're not starting the game over. We're not starting it. There's not. Whenever we restarted that game, I'm not. Nope. We ain't restarted. He's going back to third. He's going back to first.
They talk about unwritten rules.
Wild. That was so wild.
You hear about unwritten rules in baseball. How is it not, if not a written rule, how is it not an unwritten rule that if lightning strikes in the middle of a windup,
dead,
we start over again? Do they have a pitch clock?
Let's add to his ERA and everything.
Like, let's restart the clock.
Yeah, I'm hot. Yeah. Yeah, that was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen. Boy, if you ain't seen that video, go watch it, man. Everybody flinched, and they called a balk on that man. I thought they were joking.
Is flinching in response to a lightning strike? Could that even be included in your wild? Like, that's not a natural. I know this is not an official term, but that's not a natural baseball motion. That's a oblique. God just showed up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like. The hell with a baseball game.
Yeah, the hell with that. That was wild. All right, B. Scott is in. Clint Sterner is out today. Brandon, when you look at the Western Conference, and we see where the Rockets are. The Rockets are one of the favorites. Only OKC is not just in the West, but only OKC is favorite of them over them right now in terms of winning the title going into the next year with everything they've done. Is OKC the team to you that gives them, that will be the most difficult matchup? Because the reason why I bring that up is the one thing we learned in the playoffs last year, especially in the West, man, it's about matchups.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
well, it's a crowded field, too.
It's a crowded field. OKC seems to struggle a lot against the Lakers for some reason. But the Lakers cannot touch the Timberwolves. Like, and the Timberwolves can't do anything with the Thunder.
Yeah.
Right? And the Rockets struggled against the Warriors. But I mean, but they gave teams like the Lakers, they gave a lot of teams problems.
Beat the Thunder.
Yes. And the Nuggets gave OKC problems. Right? But the Clippers can't mess with, like, it was weird. Matchup wise, do you see OKC? Is that the toughest matchup you think in the Western Conference for the Rockets?
I think that's the toughest team overall. And so after we get past the matchups, when we just talk about overall talent and overall team, I feel like the Thunder is the biggest threat because they're the best team. But they're actually the matchup that I like. I'm not going to say the most, but I do, because I think the matchup against Minnesota is interesting. I like their matchup against Memphis. We were all clamoring for them to face Memphis in the playoffs, because we felt like that was going to be an easy out. I won't say I like their matchup the best against the Thunder, but I do like how they match up against the Thunder. The part that I don't like about the Thunder is just how deep and talented they actually are. So, yeah, no, matchup-wise, I look at the Nuggets as a tough matchup. I look at the Clippers as a team.
You think the Clippers are a tougher matchup for the Rockets?
It's a team. I think they're a tough matchup for a lot of teams. It's a team that I don't want to face, as easy as they are to make as a joke. I think they're a tough matchup. So, yeah, the Thunder, they're the best overall team. Are they the toughest matchup for the Rockets? I wouldn't say so. I think that that is potentially Denver. I think that, you know, obviously we'll see what ends up happening with the Warriors, but they're obviously a difficult matchup because of how they play.
Yeah, I don't know now. When you look at the additions the Rockets have made, I feel like they're a lot more equipped to handle a team like the Warriors.
No, I think talent-wise they are, yeah. But still, like, to me, a great difference between the Rockets and the Warriors wasn't as much talent. I mean, it was a great deal of experience, right? You got Steph Curry out there and Jimmy Butler, but it wasn't a talent issue as much as it was style of play and the Warriors having answers and the Rockets not. Like, the Rockets acted like they had never seen a zone in their life. Never seen a zone defense in their life. Professional basketball.
But again,
players.
Like that, like with KD and stuff like that, I feel like at the very least, Brandon, they got a much better opportunity to be able to deal with that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying, like, I think if we're just talking about matchup versus talent, right? I think they match up better talent-wise. Style of play, I think is an issue. And then when it comes to the Thunder, I think the style of play is similar enough and they match up well enough to where I like that matchup.
Text line coming through. Sorry, you guys are both dead wrong. That ump would have lost his job if he hadn't called a balk. Well, fine.
To hell with him and
his job.
To
hell with that
job.
To hell with that. To hell with that.
Well, sorry.
We're supposed to crop his job?
No, I'm taking that to court. Sue the hell out of them.
And whoever
we got this on video.
Whoever is in charge of the job, he can lose his job.
Yeah, he can lose his.
I'm taking every single one of y'all.
You
can
crazy?
What's wrong with y'all?
That's what I'm talking about with baseball right now. That guy. Even the thought. I'm not saying you're wrong, Texter, but even the thought that would be the case. Hey man, this guy kind of went in and kind of ended the play once that lightning hit. It shook everybody. Man, he didn't count that balk, man. I mean, he's out. Nah, man, hell with that.
There's going to be an appeal. And I'm with you. What did you say? I mean, I'd have set my happy ass right there on home plate.
If I were that coach, I would have set my ass down.
Call security. Because that's what it's going to take. I'd have been upset about this, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. He lost his job. The hell with that. You think you think the other manager would have come out and lost his and gone off about that? Probably.
How many umpires in the history of the world have lost their job because they failed to call a balk?
That's what I say. Angel Martinez or Angel Hernandez continued to be able to call balls and strikes. Blatant.
Joe West. Who was the dude that messed the guy, Galarraga? What was his name? I think it was a Rockies pitcher. Messed him out of a perfect game.
It was the Tigers. Tigers pitchers. Yeah. It was Jim Joyce.
Jim Joyce. There we go.
Why do I know that?
There we go.
Okay, let's.
I was getting all of my umpires mixed up. Yeah, Jim Joyce, 8-4.
Somewhere Luke is yelling, Jim Joyce! It was Jim Joyce! Tyler, that time Luke came out and knew that the Wendell Stats had an umpiring school and knew the city in Florida of where it was.
Good
I said,
God.
What in the hell?
What the hell, Luke?
What the hell have we hired?
Man, that was in some game notes somewhere.
How about, yeah.
That was in that was in the broadcasting packet.
I believe Hunter and his dad have an umpiring school in Sarasota.
Man.
What?
Kind of fine print have you been reading?
We look it up, and he really does. All right, 5 o'clock fire.